Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. Once again, I'm your host, David Prennan. I'll be the GM for the game today. As usual, we'll be joining a handful of professional improvisers slash comedian types as they attempt to keep their outcasts and exiles alive on the edge of the galaxy while being pursued by the Empire. Also joining us this time for the first time, we've got a new player, Matt Cook. If you listen to Crit Juice, my other podcast, you recognize him as Darjeeki, the sorcerer. In this game, he'll be playing a little bit of a different character. One final note, the audio quality in this podcast is a little lower than the previous podcast. We are transitioning to a new audio system, so just bear with us for the time being. All right, guys, that's it. Enjoy the show.
If I break this chair by sitting in it, it'll help me get in the character.
That's what we call. And that's why we're rolling already.
Is that his obligation? Is he has like so many gym memberships that he hasn't kept track of that they're after him for dues?
Oh my god.
Galactic gym membership.
That's much better than the kind of like realistic character motivation that I was trying to come up with.
So that's what we'll do. I really mean it this time. I'm definitely going to go to this gym.
I have 4 free personal training sessions.
All right. The Death Star YMCA.
There were people in that when it got blown up, too.
Mm-hmm. And that YMCA?
They deserve it.
Yeah.
Well, if they were in the sauna, that's a good way to go.
That's true. That's how I'd want to go. In like, sauna and then blown apart.
Like the steam room, the wet sauna, just like...
Yeah.
Imagine the weird dickage in the Death Star YMCA sauna.
Oh my god!
There certainly weren't any.
It's horrible. There's just like, it's like, you're like, is that his penis or is that a firearm or
yeah.
is that no? That's his buddy. Like it's a creature.
Well, the Empire's they're very racist. They only take humans, so there probably weren't really any aliens on the Death Star.
Yeah, right? It's just normal dinks. They're
just regular dinks.
But even regular dinks.
Yeah,
like,
probably a couple weird dinks.
Yeah,
the New York, it is the galaxy.
YMCA, the
some space
Street.
STDs.
Yeah,
just some weird like oh, that's some pre World War II dick.
Like galactic warts. They have like their own thing.
No, you're probably right. Like space STDs have got to be super weird. Earth STDs are already. As weird as they come.
Yeah.
Like last words in the sauna just before the Death Star explodes. Like, is it getting hotter in here?
Burst into pieces.
Nothing, just white light and you're out.
Not a bad way to go.
Yeah.
That's probably what the exhaust vent went to. They shut the protector.
Oh my
god. So they
god.
Were the first to go.
The steam room, yeah. They were just there and then just a proton torpedo just went bloop. Out of the water and that was it.
Just skeletons in a sauna.
This guy coming out with a towel around his neck just be like, hey, Bill, I hear some rebels are attacking. Glad it's not on my shift.
Right.
All right. They're dragging all their equipment away, and then there's one of the guys that's dragging out, and they're going, oh! And the guy looks down at the scanner, which had apparently already started, and it is going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Sir, it's picking something up! And it's like, oh, the readings are off the charts.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, the herpes. I'm going to knock them out.
Okay, I have 3 guys there. 2 of them are fucked up from the...
Vomitful?
Yeah. So they're not functioning fully, and then one of the guys managed to hang on, and he's the guy with the reading.
Somebody? So just to get a feel for the space station, everyone's clearing out.
Yeah. So it's like a municipal bus port.
Great.
They had you pull your bus in, they had you pull your ship in off to the side in a parking section nobody was in.
And there's tons of ships, right?
Yeah, there's at least a dozen ships of all different sizes and makes around here.
Great.
And your ship has lost its sublight engines, and that's going to take some time to repair.
Great. So I'm going to yell grenade, and I'm going to jump and flying elbow this guy with the thing.
I'm going to have to do 2 strains to you, because last time we talked about you, you were in the ship. So you're going to have to come charging out of the ship.
Great.
Down the ramp, and then do a full run and fly into this guy.
Great. Looking like I'm trying to tackle him out of the way, but knock him out.
Roll it up.
I'll use melee.
Melee. So you've got your truncheon out. Oh, that's a lot.
So that's 1 success and 3 advantage.
So you come flying at this guy with your truncheon, nail him on the neck. He blacks out the second you hit him right on the artery, and he hits the ground like a sack of potatoes. And you're like on top of him down with your truncheon on his neck.
Let's go. Yeah, he's going to hop out. He's going to take a view of the dock that he's in and try to get in another ship.
Roll perception. Just 1 purple on that. This is easy pickings.
two success and one advantage.
Great. Nice. Yeah, so you scan the area. You notice two ships that would be reasonable to steal. So one is a YT-2400, also known as the improved version of the Millennium Falcon.
Oh.
Type that Dash Rendar was flying around in.
Yeah.
Great.
And the other thing you see up there is a...
refrigerator with a rocket taped to it.
Soro sub-luxury yacht that the wealthy Core Worlds aristocrat is just handing the keys to his, like, droid valet butler guy. And is going, yes, yes, everyone's off. Disinfected for the bed bugs. And is, like, waving him away.
Well, everyone's screaming and running away. He's like, take this.
That's opposite. So these are opposite sides of the port where you're at. So the YT-1400, it's like a Jawa ship. So they're just little guys going like, and they're like all bustling off and they're getting like ready to get drunk and they're like spreading out into the spaceport.
And
like,
is there one ship that's better than the other, or they're both?
One is
they're equal but different.
It's like you have the choice to steal like a Hummer versus like a limo.
Great. So Bao takes off for the YT-1400.
Okay. I take off with a limo.
Yeah. Or like not a limo, maybe more like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini.
Right. Bao is without question running towards the YT-1400.
I will attempt to use one of the vomiting men as cover.
Okay.
As part of an elaborate disguise so that I may move freely about the port. I basically grab his limbs on the other side and start walking him in front of me.
That always works so well for you. All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Roll
it. Didn't fail me yet.
Roll a deception check.
Pleasure.
Oh, what's the God. Difficulty? You ask me the hard. That's the hardest question you ask me every day, which is, what is the difficulty of this insane thing? Three purple.
Three purple. I'm just going to light side point.
All right.
Triumph. Yes.
Triumph.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
But well, it's a failure.
One failure, one triumph.
So I fail to convince people that I am actually...
that you're actually the man.
Yeah.
But what is your triumph?
I do convince everyone that I'm some sort of space necromancer. Because this seemingly passed out dead body is like moving on its own.
I grant that everyone is terrified of whatever is no one comprehends what's happening there, but everyone is running away from it as fast as they can.
There's no help on the way anytime soon.
He's come back to life and attached himself to that man.
They're freaked out. Yeah, that sounds about right. People have cleared the deck. Morale has shattered amongst the Imperial troops, and everyone is
fully... like this. <You're> like Muppeting this guy.
Damn.
Wait, so...
my plan has worked.
What's the status with the quarantine workers?
One has been rendered unconscious, and Malcolm's on top of him, choking him out with a baton.
Okay.
The other two are still overcome with nausea, but as soon as everyone's acted, it'll be their turn.
Right, and they are still under orders of, like, we gotta go clear the ship.
So they're going to make some sort of decision based on what's happened. And these were the guys who were already struck by you just walking off the ship.
Oh, okay.
So this is probably even more horrifying for them.
They're just like, whoa!
So what they've witnessed is one guy's ran off the ship and, like, knocked out their officer.
But yell, get down.
Oh, sure. Well, we'll see how effective that is. But then the other thing is that they're clearly terrified from what's happening with this man.
Right.
So it's anyone's guess what they'll do next. Other than that, everyone else has kind of cleared the deck.
I say, this is something, xenologically speaking, that you have not dealt with. This is unprecedented. I think many of your workers have noticed this, and they are completely unprepared to deal with it. I am going to come out. I have not been contaminated. I am a droid. I am not an organic. I will come out, and I would like to speak to your high-ranking officer, not on your deck, to speak with them about what we should do next to contain this.
Okay. All right, so you want to bring me to your officers.
Yes.
I'm going to give you two purple again, but also take a boost die on that, because this is a compelling situation. Ton of success.
So that's four success and two threat.
So they're definitely bringing you right to their... they bring you right to their officer. Are trying to keep it together, but they go, we'll bring you right away. And they bring you... up through the side passageway to the Imperial officer, who, this is your threat, does not seem particularly rattled by this situation. Cold, calm, and in command.
So he's left the deck?
Yeah, he's your, or at least through a side passageway. There's, you know, all sorts of doors and entryways that enter onto this.
But I told him to clear the deck of their workers. Have they done that?
Those, people are doing that, and they I guess they give the command to that as well. They go, everyone out! Right. Out of the way! So they right. totally believe you. Okay, but they are bringing you right to the Imperial commander, who right. looks like, I gotta ask the Twitter line if there's any, if there's a particular celebrity this is.
Corky Romano.
Oh my god.
You got some diseases?
I was right there with you.
On the yeah, board. You were right there.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Kattan. Why do I keep getting put in
Tom there? Arnold.
True Lies, Tom Arnold.
Can't remember any of his lines from True Lies.
Hey, buddy!
Yeah, that's great Tom. Good. That's a reasonable Tom Arnold impression.
Okay
so we'll
Pullman.
Get to who's playing that Imperial officer when we get back around to you. Lorik?
I don't know that obelisk. Is it giving me any fancy heart feels?
Nope. Just cold and hard in your grip.
I'm going to stick with the big gun I'm sitting behind.
So you're staying in the ship.
You're going to stay in the ship.
Yeah.
So Dam's left. I don't see Dam anymore.
Dam, but you saw where he went.
Head to the... So I'm going to run and grab the fiver.
Okay.
And the rest of my weapons and head for that ship.
Okay, so you come booking after Bao.
Bao.
Bow.
And I'm going to take that scanner.
Oh, you grab that as well. It's like a big, there was two people carrying
it.
Oh,
okay.
It. So you would slow your way down.
Yeah.
You could carry it.
But yeah.
I'll give you two strain every round you're carrying it. You're really going to have to go.
Can I still carry my guns?
That's why it's blowing you down so much.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, so you go running off with this thing after Bao. Bao?
Yes, sir. I just don't want them to have it.
Bao's going to continue towards the YT-1400 since...
Lorik, let's go.
He's just trying to get out of this.
You reach it.
Leaving me.
What, you run on board?
Yeah.
Okay, you charge right on board. There's like one Jawa guy who's still on board. The whole place smells like Jawa, so it smells like a wet rat.
Great.
But you get on board, and the one guy goes,
I'd like to like... Thingy. I'm going to roar at him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With the goal of getting him the fuck off of there.
Yeah.
What skill are you with?
I'm going to use Skullduggery to be like, I will slice your gut open and watch your innards fall out, you dirty little shithead.
Really sounds like coercion.
Oh, I don't know. All right, I'll do coercion. Or I'll do Skullduggery. Or can I just throw him off the boat?
Yeah, or you could just hurl him off if you want to make a brawl check.
Yeah, I'll use a brawl check and just get him out of my new ship.
Okay, one purple.
So that is two success, three advantage.
Great. Okay, you grab the little Jawa, two success, three advantage.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to non-lethal just like get off the boat and throw him out the hatch.
You do it expertly. Yeah, just chuck him down the hatch. He like lands and like rolls. Rolls to his feet and sees like Malcolm like thundering like right by him and like clonks him with the scanner as he comes right. by, which is your advantage, and just knocks him out. Okay, you rush onto the ship. Gippy?
Yeah.
What are you up to? You're walking around with the man. Everyone's terrified.
Having succeeded at deception, and looks about and notices Ball's like going over to the freighter, and he sees the Jawa being intimidated. And he hates Jawas, so he's going to go join in the fun.
Okay. All right, are you carrying the man still?
Yes, of course. I mean, and he's going to waddle slowly towards there. Terrifying all on his wake.
Okay.
And the guy is like, he has no idea what's happening. His
alive.
Body's moving.
Still alive, technically conscious, but probably out of his mind.
Yes, I just whisper to him, just now, Just come with me and all will be well.
Okay. So you like,
you're my friend now.
We are one. You ragdoll. Yeah, he's crying openly. You ragdoll him over. Let's go over to.
I guess I would start leaving the ship. Okay. I guess I'll conceal the obelisk in the briefcase so nobody sees it.
You come off with like your carefully wrapped package, like furtively looking around, and then you see it's just like completely deserted by where you are. There's like some
cameras.
People still fleeing. That's true. Damn. Over to you. What did you tweet at us?
Eartha Kitt. It's Eartha Kitt. She's not impressed.
Okay. Eartha Kitt is not impressed. How do we do the Eartha Kitt voice?
Eartha Kitt.
Great. Jeanette, you're Eartha Kitt. Go
Hello.
And talk it out.
Yeah.
You're not impressed at all, and you basically don't believe that this is an outbreak. Or if it is, that you can handle it, and this droid needs to be removed. Droid?
Yes. I would just like to say, quite an honor to be in such a presence of such an Imperial force.
Of course you are.
I believe in order. That is what the Empire stands for. And what I fear is that this outbreak will create great disorder in this port.
What you fear, droid, does not impress me.
I understand that. But as a droid who is thinking and has experienced things that...
Droids are not built to think. They're built to compute.
Yes.
And we are fully capable of handling the situation. Return to your vessel. You will be handled.
Sounds like we've got a roll off.
Damn!
Do you have a final retort to that?
I would just like to say, this disease is quite violent. I assume that my friends are causing havoc in your...
I can be quite violent.
Yes, I understand that.
All right. So we gotta have the post-skill roll-off. What skill were you using there? It sounded like you're being very cool and reasonable. I would give you cool, if you have any training in cool.
And I don't.
You don't? Ooh. I would take negotiate or deception.
That was less yes and more no but.
I'll take deception.
You're just gonna roll against my cool.
And I'll use a light side point.
Okay, so you're rolling a yellow and a green against two yellow? All right.
Oh,
so
yikes.
She's not impressed. Officer Kit marshals your troops and decides to start ordering them all in.
I've changed my mind. You're free to go. Take the ship.
She puts like one troop on you and is like, take this guy and like send these troops
in. I want
in.
To keep this droid as a trophy. Wipe his memory.
Sorry, yes,
sorry.
That's what she says.
She's a new character.
That's destroying us.
Yeah. They're going to wipe your memory. They put one guy on you, and then they send troops in to like fan out. So, Lorik, you would see that, and you see troops, some Imperial troops starting to come in. One of them's got the droid. The rest of you guys are inside.
Okay, so I'm going to drop. Do I see Dam?
Dam, yeah, you're just out. You're probably just inside the doorway.
And how many troops?
Six.
Heavily armed.
Yeah, they've all got, like, blaster rifles.
And where's Dam in relation to the six?
Let's say all six of them are heading towards the ship. And
which ship?
The Doopie 2.
Great.
They're heading towards the Doopie 2 at this point. So Dam probably has just one guy on him, but he's at least two move actions away from you, and you'd have to drop this heavy thing.
Okay, so I'm going to drop that because I don't want that.
Drop it so it breaks.
Sustain. I need to find this artifact. So I'm going to ready an action. I imagine... Knowing military procedure, I imagine the six troops will enter the ship first.
Probably a couple will enter the ship and the rest of them will like search the outside.
Okay. So I'm going to wait for an opportunity where I could take out the guy guarding Dam so he could get away.
So they're like two of them march into the ship. The other four like spread out around the ship. They look like they're doing a quick search. They've got scanners and they're like scanning it all over. So this is probably your opportunity now. So if you drop this thing, you could take two string to double move over there and then attack the guy on Dam.
And would I know...
Split second.
Okay, yeah, so I'll do that. I'm going to try to hold the Fiver, try to take him hostage to buy us...
To Dam?
No, the guy guarding Dam.
Gotcha.
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt's just inside the doorway. You could get to her.
Yeah, I'm going to get to her.
I don't think you could get... You can't get, like, a gun to her head, but you could be, like, 5 feet away with a gun on her. So you come running up...
I'm going to go like this, like, and I'm going to have the Fiver right here.
Okay, so you're holding your side, wincing in pain as you rush up.
Yep, and then I'm going to draw it on him.
Okay, at a full sprint.
Yep.
Or the kid laughs in your face.
I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to pull the trigger.
Roll.
No. I want to keep her hostage.
What do you have there, little man?
My dick.
All right. Excellent.
All right. You're in the
ship. Sorry.
All right.
That was weird.
Bal, you're in the ship?
Bal jumps in the pilot seat and then activates like sensors and weapon systems.
Okay.
Great. And I'm going to look at the troops that just boarded the other ship.
Doopie 2?
Yeah, the Doopie 2. And I'm going to try to light that ship the fuck up.
Okay, as you turn it on, you notice this ship has concussion missile launcher on it.
Great, I'm going to launch a concussion missile at the Doopie 2.
And you also know it has one hit point left on it, and it's suffered a critical hit, so you have a very high chance of exploding this thing.
Oh, that Doopie, right? Yeah, that's right.
That's fantastic!
Okay, so go ahead and make a gunnery check is what I need from you.
Great, three green.
Okay. Three green against. Your guys are the same size, so two purple. I'm going to upgrade one of those purple with a dark side point to a... Okay,
I'm going
to
flip a light side point and say, fuck you, David. And then do this? Is that how that works?
That's right. Yeah. Upgrade a green to a yellow.
See, I figured it out.
And you have a surprise on them. You have an advantage.
Yeah, they don't understand. They didn't see me get into that ship. They were so worried about the operator.
It is a sitting duck, so let's go ahead and give you...
Pink four boost.
I'm going to give you two boost.
Great.
Boost mobile, you pay boost as you mobile. Go.
And you're about to pay right now, bitches.
Come on, despair.
It's the end of the month.
Just some prep. We're good.
Looks like...
We
that
good.
Was a great roll.
That's a success?
I think so, because we've got two failure. But those are canceled out by your two
threats. So I have one success out of all of that.
One success, sir. Well, one success
that's
on a...
crazy, this thing.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So you come up into the air. Weapon systems online. Missile lock. And then inside this enclosed space in the space station, which I was really hoping for despair, but oh well. concussion missile shoots out. It's terrifying. Who's on the ground around there? Gippy? There's like a huge, horrible rushing sound. It's just like an...
No, Gippy's in the ship.
Well, I'm closer to a ship, but I would just turn around and go, what's that? And just turn around the guy that's in front of me and he just goes, ah! Yeah. It's just vaporized off of me.
Just an incandescent thing, like, you know, a meter long, just... Whoa. Rockets out at incredible speeds. Overhead, Malcolm, like, just behind you, this thing slams directly into the Doopy 2, detonates, ignores all of its armor with its explosive breach ability, does 7 additional points of damage to it. The concussion missiles shoot into the ship right through that hole in the rear of it before, and then just flames explode out of it from every edge. The whole thing goes blouse to pieces. Debris goes flying everywhere. Malcolm and Eartha Kitt, you're both knocked down to the ground because you're right by this thing. Damn, okay, I guess you too.
They're right by it? I thought they were farther away.
Yeah, they're not next to it, but they're at least, you know, anyone within 50 feet. Not incineration range, but like shockwave range.
Got it.
So damage?
No damage, just prone. Prone. Eartha Kitt's knocked the hell down. Who is in incineration range of the other 4 Imperial troopers who are right next to the ship. Blown apart. So you've got a gun, or you had a gun on Eartha Kitt.
Can Eartha Kitt cackle madly as she runs from the flaming deck?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it.
She's prone.
Oh, well, then no.
She's prone.
Yeah, no, if she can't, if I can't hear you cackle.
You can't.
Definitely cackle. If she's cackling madly, she gets away scot-free. Yeah, that's perfect.
So she gets away?
Yeah. I had previously established she was kind of in the door, so you get flattened.
Damn. Another fucking bad guy who gets away.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, this looks like chaos. See, even
it's literally chaos. Yeah. Lights start going off. Sprinklers start turning on. Flaming debris is thrown everywhere.
How does this work with this game? Like with prone?
It's more narrative. So I think that explosion just knocked people prone if you were nearby. But if you want to get up and then run somewhere, you take 2 strain to do that as you kind of like push yourself.
Okay. I think I'll try to do that. And as I'm doing that, I'll say, oh no, this disease. Fire might as well be bodily fluids. Everyone should go. Everyone should run. This xenological disease. We're all contaminated. Run, run. And I run towards the ship that...
They just shot the missiles out of it.
And I'm watching you and there's no one else around us except for the people in flames. Like, they're just dead. I'm like,
yeah.
Now
Damn,
I'm starting
have, like,
to believe you.
A piece of shrapnel and it's like a sensor. It's a visual sensor.
Damn,
just, like,
I think... Yeah, I think Dan really believes that this
I
is...
I think I believe it now because of him. I'm like, oh, shit,
I'm just
he?
Trying to play that part. So
good,
at this
great.
Point, well, it's honestly. Like no one could even be like...
Flames might as well be bodily fluids.
Flames might as well be bodily fluids.
That's the name of that
I want
episode.
That on my tombstone.
Yeah. I'm not even asking you to roll that. You're fucking selling it, man.
Right.
You've chosen a line of reasoning and you've stuck it to it. So you're screaming that. Anyone who's around who isn't shrieking their minds out at the flames is running away at top speed and like checking, like thinking that they feel sick already. It's absolute chaos.
Right.
Somewhere Clarence Plortman is being fired or having a heart attack.
Oh, I thought,
or something
I thought
like
Clarence
that.
Was Eartha Kitt.
No. Candace Plortman.
Candace Plortman. No.
Either
not.
Way, I love that you made your friend our enemy.
really whether good it was or wasn't.
Yeah, the still... only person who interacted with her were those two who never met her before.
That's right.
That's fair. That's
okay. Damn, are you running somewhere? So you got back.
Yeah, I'm running towards the ship that I saw Baal go towards.
Now, that ship, I think to get that shot off, and I didn't say this before, probably had to lift off slightly to maneuver.
Sure, I've still got the hatch down, though.
Okay, so you jump onto the hatch.
Right.
Get your way up. Gippy, what do you do with the man? He's the only person really who's left who's not with one of you guys.
Oh, I forget. I just keep motioning with him. Like, I forget that I'm doing it.
Quickly! Excellent work!
Oh, and then he just, like, scratch his head and, like, and then, yeah, and then all of a sudden I notice, like, oh, there's a weeping man with a helmet full of vomit. Oh, sorry about that, old chap. I just pat him on the back, and he curls up in the fetal position as I, like, waddle onto the ship.
Yeah, you probably step...
I'm sure it'll be fine!
I think he curls up in the fetal position. You probably need a boost to get up onto the ramp, so I assume you just step on his body.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, old chap! Dead.
Heave your huge weight up, crawl onto the ship.
There's just, like, a slime trail.
Wait, Glover catches up behind you and just kind of like gives you more of a push.
Thank you, my Wookiee.
Yeah, he definitely needed that. You're only about a quarter of the way on. Heaves you up. Glover gets on. Malcolm, you get on.
I'm terrified. I'm dying right now.
You guys all get on the ship. The ship banks around. You exit out of the spaceport. It's madness. Ships are flying out of all the different hangars at this point. Like in a totally different region of the spaceport, there's like a little explosion and like flames go out. People are panicking everywhere. Like the comm frequencies are jammed with people screaming. Like every channel is just like, ah! And then like, she's like, Daddy! Daddy! And then it's like, and it's like just someone weeping and you're just like, oh.
Imagine the security feed from this. You see one guy run off out of camera to tackle the guy. Yeah. Then you see Gippy come down and grab a guy and just start parading around the deck in and out of camera. Then you see you shoot. You get taken in. You come out with a like, it could be a baby. You don't know what's in the blankets and take off. Sasquatch, like, what the fuck?
Holding something.
And then Gippy comes back in. And he's like, oh. And you crawl up a ramp after the explosion.
I just like the Lord Vader, there's a live feed from the space station.
Bam, 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 bam.
People running around like that, yeah. The last bit of information you have from the holocron, from Doopy, is coordinates. Projected coordinates for if, based on the material composition of this piece of rock that the thing is made from, and based on these rumors that he's heard about the Infinite Rakata Empire, he narrows it down to one system that he thinks this might be. The extreme uninhabited edge of the galaxy on a far arm. By hyperdrive, it's going to take you at least 4 weeks of pure just hyperspace travel on this ship to get there.
Road trip.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a long time. Luckily, you see that the ship was recently serviced. There seemed to be like it's got full like fuel supplies.
Would a full fuel supply last us 4 weeks in the hyperdrive?
Just barely.
So I imagine this holocron. I imagine that just goes off periodically. Like we can't shut it off, and it's just like his journal. Like, whoa. I nailed it tonight. It's like this creepy, call that a turkey dinner or something. And then it goes off, like we can't turn it off. For 4 weeks, it just pops out at the worst time.
Yeah, I think like, that's true. Yeah. Well, for the first couple weeks in hyperspace, you manage to, you know, you come out every now and then, resupply as you need to. But the final, like, multi-week stretch, it's basically, like, just desolate. There's nothing out in this region of the galaxy. For a weird quirk of galactic geography. Half the galaxy, heavily populated, lots of hyperspace routes. The other half of the galaxy, for some reason, is hyperspace routes are incredibly hard to navigate there. It's very far-flung, very sparsely populated. Any recent memory, nothing happens out here. This is the backwaters. At least from the last hospitable port, at least 2 solid weeks in hyperspace. There's not the place wasn't set up for 5 travelers. So there's some bunking in, like, it's all Jawa-sized stuff, so everyone's cramped in. Stinks of Jawas.
We could have been in the luxury yacht. Ugh.
So you guys are bedraggled, sick of each other, sick of canned food, and pretty much just on your last nerve when you finally exit into the Pendalian system, the system that was called. And you see in front of you
small, hot, bright red star. And around it, one single planet in orbit. Looks like the color of like the calloused bottom of someone's foot.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not a beautiful planet. No oceans really to speak of that you can see from space. Just kind of like more and less beige spots across it.
So descriptive.
Yeah.
The callous bottom of someone's foot.
Shot through with the occasional like...
I will name this planet Doopy 4.
Oh, no.
No, Lorik. And then around it, there's like... This is like the one full-size planet. And then there are like three asteroid belts at different areas from the sun. But, you know, there's like two inside the radius of the planet, another one outside the radius of the planet that just extends out. And they're filled with massive asteroids, like some small asteroids, some huge asteroids, almost the size of moons. But it's just almost an infinite field of debris.
Some big asteroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the one planet there, your sensors pick up that there's really only one settlement on this planet capable of being called that. A spaceport, small community of just a few thousand individuals.
And then you cut to the Empire 4 weeks later, and they're just watching the footage, and they're just like... They can't figure out what happened. They don't know what... Nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. But they do know that the artifact is missing, that you probably still have it. As you guys sit there with the artifact, you know that whatever secret this is lies in this system, that somewhere there's a door, and whatever door this key opens will hold riches and secrets beyond your wildest imagination.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in again next week for the next episode. And until then, remember, never tell me the odds.